The Brewers and the Nationals on Tuesday. Zach Davies carries a 5-start unbeaten streak into this one as we pick it up top 4, 1-0 Crew. It's Davies at first base, Ryan Braun at the plate.
2-2 to Braun. Ground ball backhanded by Murphy, the second baseman. He flips to the shortstop, and Drew didn't get it in time. Davies is safe at second. Arcia scores from third, and Ryan Braun with a well-placed ground ball behind the bag at second. Murphy laid out for it, and then he flipped it to Drew lying on his back. And Dusty Baker going to hold things up. He wants to see if Davies beat the throw to second or not. Get a look at the replay here. It looked very close at first glance. Nice play by Murphy to get there. And this is a close play. And we'll see if they challenge. I would expect them to maybe at least challenge this. Dusty Baker still has not made a decision. Asking for a decision. They're not going to challenge. I'm kind of surprised by that, Jeff. Ball and two strikes here on Shaw. Here's the pitch from Jackson. And Shaw gives this one a ride to deep center. Long run for Goodwin. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it is gone. Travis Shaw sends it out to left center. His 23rd home run of the year. And the Brewers get that big three-run home run, and they're up 4-0 for the Brewers' home run leaderboard. That might be changing things. High, deep to right, and gone off the facade of the second deck. Eric Thames with number 24 absolutely destroyed that baseball, and it's 6-0 Brewers.
Into the windup is 1-2. Got him looking on the inside corner, and Defoe is out number one. Payoff pitch, Goodwin went down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Zach Davies.
The Brewers breeze to the 8-0 win, just the second in their last 9 games. Zach Davies runs his unbeaten streak to 6 starts with a 2.65 ERA in that span. Bryce Harper extends his hitting streak to 17 games. That is tied with Jose Altuve for the longest active streak in the majors. With just one win in their previous 8 games, an 8-0 blowout win of the Nationals on Tuesday, a most welcome one for Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell, who shared his thoughts after the game.
Well, Zach pitched really well, and he was, I think, for me, it was more so on the bases, and bunting was outstanding. I mean, the base running play he made in the was the biggest play of the game. I mean, to beat that, we get a run there, we keep the inning going. It's just, you know, you don't see that often from a pitcher, and that's the play of the game for me. I mean, he beats that out. Ronnie, we get a run. Travis is a 3-run homer. That's without a doubt for me the play of the game, and there's not a lot of pitchers that can do that.
You tinkered with your lineup a little bit, and it paid dividends. When something like that happens, you know, is it you wanted to split the lefties, and it seemed like it worked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the guys came up in some situations with runners on base. You know, Eric had a chance in the first inning, but Brawny, we got Brawny up a couple times with men on base. You know, his second and third at bat, so. You know, we swung the bats good in general tonight, so it was a good night just from our lineup, and they had a nice night. We made Jackson work. You know, we didn't score in the first, but it was a 30-plus pitch inning, and just he had to work hard to get through a couple early innings, and I think that paid dividends later in the game.
Was this as sharp as you've seen Zach, and also just the efficiency with how he was able to get through it?
Yeah, he was really good in Pittsburgh, and this was more of the same. It's just his off speed to me was really, you know, the last 2 games has been working about as good as it can. Like all 4 pitches, he's using them very effectively. Him and Manny were really on the same page tonight, and I thought they did a really nice job together, mixing it up for guys each at bat. They did a really nice job, so. 2 in a row, really good ones for Zach.
Some really good swings from Thames. That one, you don't see too many off the third deck here like he had. And then he got a hold of the next one pretty good too. So.
Yeah, I thought he had a couple balls good. I thought he had 3 balls good tonight. I mean, the ball hit the left. I thought, you know, I think early in the game, the wind looked like it was blowing in pretty good. It died down as the night went on. But he hit, you know, 3 balls in the air, drove 3 balls really well. So certainly a good night for Eric, yeah.
In terms of Zach, we know he's obviously had a really good year, but to do that against that lineup, which has been pretty potent most of the year? Does that make it that more impressive?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're one, you know, obviously, I believe they're leading the, if not the big leagues, I think, no, the National League in run scored. So it's definitely a good lineup. And he made pitches. That's, you know, I thought he was on the attack all night. You know, like I said, the off-speed pitch, and he used the fastball in good spots to either get ahead or finish hitters off. So, you know, it's a tough lineup, and it's a good performance.
Craig, you've played so many close games. Can a game like this be a nice reset for a team to sort of get confidence going?
Well, it's a nice game, you know, period. I mean, it's a win. You know, it's a good all-around game, really good starting pitching. Bullpen, for the most part, gets a night off, which is always helpful kind of as we go through the week. So it's a good start to a series, for sure.
Travis did something that's not easy to do. Just misses a home run, then hits one.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often.
No, we actually talked about that right after. You don't see it very often.
Usually you get the one pitch.
Hooked the ball a little bit foul, and then it was the opposite field. So I like those three-run homers.
He's got a lot of them this year.
It feels like he's got a bunch of three-run homers. I don't know, but it feels like he does.
He has a career high already in home runs and RBIs, and you got 2 months to play. I mean, he's on a really good pace for nice numbers for a season now.
I mean, it's continuing, consistent, and you know, a real presence for us for sure.
Zach Davies is perhaps pitching his best baseball of the season. He pitched scoreless ball into the eighth and is now unbeaten in his last six starts. Davies spoke to the media following Milwaukee's 8-0 win over Washington.
I would say so. Definitely everything was working. Everything was in the zone and being able to expand off pitches and get ahead of guys. So that, I think from that point, from seeing the way the ball was moving and the way I controlled it, was probably the best game of the year so far.
The opponent too. You know, I mean, that's one of the best offenses in the major leagues. Doesn't that add something to it?
Yeah, it's whoever it is, really, at this point for us, it's time to kind of get going. It's time for us to kind of separate ourselves and get back to the way we were playing in the first half, and I think that's going to happen. I think especially making a statement against a good team like that is something to say that we're here to stay.
And this week, too, we talked about this the other day, but you know, you guys really wanted to get off. This is an important week, get off on a good foot.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's tough teams coming up in our schedule, but again, just going game to game and knowing that each game is important, and instead of looking ahead to the future series, to the future weeks, but it's a good way to start right now.
You said you wanted to be aggressive against this lineup. How did that play out over the course of the game?
Being able to work the ball in, being able to throw first pitch strikes was definitely something that I needed to do, and showing myself, giving myself confidence throughout the game to do that was something that I kind of worked off of. And, you know, when the ball was put in play, the defense was right there behind me, and it was fun to pitch and kind of observe as well.
What about your offense? You dropped out a bunt, the base running play as well. Just take us through that.
You know, the bunting is something that this year I've tried to continue to work on and make sure that I get the bunt down at any time, but. The slide in the second or the fourth inning was just something to keep the game going, keep the inning alive, and you know, we kind of kept the bats rolling after that. So I mean, that can show you how important it is for pitchers to not just give up and actually play the game as a player.
The pitchers aren't supposed to win games with base running.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't get that throw, you know, Shaw doesn't hit a three-run homer.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the thing, is anything can happen whenever you kind of don't give up, and you know that the game as a pitcher should be played just the same as another position player.
A 2-0 game in the fourth. It was 2-1 and 2-2 and 2 strikes on Travis Shaw, but Shaw struck for a huge 3-run homer off Edwin Jackson to blow the game open, and Milwaukee never looked back. Shaw shared his thoughts with the media following the Brewers' 8-0 win against the Nationals.
Yeah, their lineup, I mean, they're never out of it. All those guys, they run up there 2-6 or whatever it is, 2-7. It's a good lineup, and for what Zach did to that lineup, big for us coming off the off day. We have not played good at all the whole second half since the All-Star break, so good win for us tonight.
How about the beginning of this stretch? I mean, this is a big week for your team. Could you have thought of a better beginning?
Yeah, I mean, it's about as good as you can get. Cubs coming in, Cardinals coming in. We want to take care of business here first. But like I said, we need to start playing better. We haven't played good at all. We haven't played good at all offensively at all. So tonight was a good night for the lineup.
Home runs seem to be a big part of the offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that can be a blessing and a curse. You can score quickly or you can just disappear like we have for about a week. So we'll try to get more consistent and we'll take the nights like this when they come.
Do you feel like you got a little bit of karmic justice? You just missed the home run and then couple pitches later, straighten it out.
Yeah, I can't remember ever hitting a home run foul and then fair in the same at bat. So usually that doesn't happen very much. So
you usually get the one pitch, right? You usually have one.
Yeah, once that one's gone, that's about it.
Yes.
Are you guys aware of how tight it's gotten, in the division and everything? And
we know the standings. I mean, but if we're looking at the Cubs in July, then that's just wishful thinking and like begging for something good to happen, and that's not a good thing to fall into as a team. You don't want to scoreboard watch this early, or not, it's not early, but you don't want to scoreboard watch in July. I mean, that's just, like I said, that's being hopeful and not being confident in yourself. So we're, at least for me personally, I think we'll get back on the right track, and the rest will take care of itself.
Already have career homers and home runs and RBIs 2 months to go, a little bit more in 2 months. Just following your goal of consistency.
Yep. I wanted to stay consistent throughout the whole year, and like you said, there's still 2 months left, so still try to finish them up.
Those are the two that were hard for you last year, but it looks like a little different feel this year.
Yep, for sure.
The Brewers sent Jimmy Nelson to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Gio Gonzalez.